Well, we have some exciting things coming to center, and we have something new. We're honored to have in our studio with us this morning, Mr. Billy Mack Garrett. Thank you, Mr. Garrett, for coming in and being with us.
We're glad to be here.
And we appreciate you getting up early to talk about something very important. It's centennial celebration time at Center First United Methodist Church.
We hope to have a great occasion. It's been well planned, and we have catered meals, and everything has been planned really just right.
And it is going to be on July 21st. And I understand there's going to be a big gathering of people that have been associated with the church over the years, maybe moved away, and hopefully they're all invited to come back and for this special celebration.
We sent out letters for all the former members, and it was a job trying to get them located, but we sent out about 150 letters. We've had letters back about 160. That includes some of the members that are in church now, but it also includes those that have moved off and are no longer with us.
And, of course, a lot of things going to be going on happening that day, in addition to the catered meal, which will be a highlight of the day, no doubt. But there's another thing they're going to do, Billy Mack. They're going to be opening a time capsule. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this was put in there in 1920. We have no idea what's in it. We could not find any description from the past history of what was put in there, but it's going to be a surprise. It'll be a surprise to all of us. And we're also going to put, in addition, when it's closed back up, will be current news and current events. And we've planned that very well. We've got newspaper items that are going to go in, and it'll be open again in 100 years from now.
How about that? Well, I'd like to be around to open it at that time.
Yeah.
Sure, that would be interesting. But now, one thing we want to share with our listeners, we're talking about a 100-year celebration, and you mentioned 1920. You had this centennial planned 4 years ago in 2020. It couldn't happen.
Couldn't happen because of, well,
COVID.
COVID, yeah. And we just couldn't plan around it, so we put it off till now. And it's been well planned this second time.
Well, you've had 4 more years extra to plan it and get it done and to bring it together. And no doubt a lot of thought and preparation have gone into this. And in addition to the lunch meal, they're going to have videos that day.
Have videos of what's going to be interesting is seeing that old building being built. I mean, it's from the ground up. We have pictures are going to be shown during the meal, and they have a catered meal that day. And while the meal's going on, they'll be seeing pictures of actually the construction of the church.
That will be interesting. Now, you were telling me a little earlier out there about the construction of the church in 1920. Now, none of us were here at that time during that construction. So share with us the history of it a little bit about it, Billy Mack.
Well, they got the plans from the Methodist Association. There are several churches that were built with the same plan that we have, but we had a local minister who happened to be a carpenter, and he oversaw the whole thing. Bomer Ingram was his assistant, so we had a lot of local knowledge going on as the church was being built. And several volunteers from the church actually worked as carpenters on this building. All the lumber that went in the building was donated by Miss Lula Best. And that includes some very large timbers that's all over the church. But it's quite a bit of lumber went into it.
No doubt that lumber was cut. The trees were cut locally and then carried to the sawmill and milled out right here in the area.
That's right. On her land.
Yeah, and because in those days, we didn't have transportation like we have today and didn't have equipment like we have today. It was manual labor.
They had some very large beams in the ceiling of the church that are 9 by 12 and about 30 feet long. And they'd be quite hard to handle.
They would indeed. And can you imagine the work and the effort and what they had to do to put those beams up.
It would be a tremendous job, yeah.
Because they didn't have the cranes that we have today. When today it's easy to hook the cables up and hook them to those timbers and put them in place with the cranes and things that we have. But then, that wasn't available.
That's right.
So it's hard to imagine how everything come about in that day and time. Well, this is going to be an interesting celebration. Now, if people want to come, do they need not to make reservations, but do they need to let folks know to RSVP so you can plan for the meal?
Right. We're asking everybody to have this in this week so the caterers will have changed to adequately plan and get all their foods together so they'll be ready.
So they'll have enough to go around for everybody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We'll have it.
Make sure of that. How about a sermon? Are you going to have a sermon that day? Will you have your regular service, or what's going to happen?
Well, it'll be a short sermon, but we have several guest speakers that are going to be speaking during this time that we normally have a service. Reverend Jimmy Savage is going to come back to speak, as well as Mac Chapman. He's a former pastor in the center, and Ralph Skinner Jr., who was a youth director in our church many years ago, as well as Betty Zoller. She's been was a member for years, and now she's moved to Huntsville. But they will speak during that hour and then give the preacher a little bit of time to also have a message.
All right. Well, it sounds interesting. And now, I know you're inviting people to come. How about non-members of the church? If they wanted to come for this event, will you have room for them that day, maybe?
If they would call this week and make reservations, we would have plenty of room for them.
Okay, good deal. Anything else that's going to be going on that day that we need to talk about today, Billy Mack?
Well, the activities will go on during the service hour and the meal. The meal will be catered and right after the service is ended. And there'll be programs going on for several hours. The time capsule will be opened up after we finish the activities in the activities building. It'll probably be around 1 to 2 o'clock when we open the time capsule.
Yeah, that's going to be a special event.
It is. We all look forward to seeing what's inside. There's a lot of speculation, but nobody has any evidence of anything that we could even imagine is in it.
Well, you have to think back during that period of time and who were the members and who was part of that capsule filling and things of that nature, what might be in there. You never know. I'm sure there's going to be some photos.
Yes, there'll be some surprises, I'm sure.
Absolutely. But it's going to be a fun day at the Center of First United Methodist Church. That's going to be on July 21st. And during the service time will be at 10:55. So that means that you're going to have your regular Sunday school and classes and things of that nature during the morning, and then the special service will be getting at 10:55, your normal worship time.
That's right. That's right.
We want to put that on the calendar and make sure everyone knows about it. And for those that can't come, we broadcast that service each Sunday morning on WEIS, and they can tune in to 990 AM, catch it on the radio. Also, we stream it live, so it goes out around the world, so people in other parts of the world can listen as well. All they have to do is, if they have internet. And also, you folks stream on Facebook. You have digital media as well.
Right.
So people can watch it on Facebook as well from right. The Center First United Methodist Church Facebook page and maybe on the website. So a lot of different ways to enjoy this special ceremony. Now, that's just during the regular ceremony. The opening of the capsule, that probably won't be streamed because all that comes from your sanctuary.
Right. That's right. They won't have any audio or visual on
right.
that.
All right. Anything else that we need to talk about that special Centennial Celebration Day?
We just hope that our members that are not active in the church right now will come and join us, call the church office and make your reservations. If you've been a former member and you're still here in the center, we'd like to have you.
Now, those reservations are for the meal, right?
Right.
Yeah, and of course, you don't have to have reservations for the worship service.
Absolutely. That's just for the meal.
Just for the meal. So if you're going to come and eat with them, let them know so they can have the meal preparation. But if, for the worship service, if you're just going to attend it, no reservations required. They just look forward to seeing you. Put it on your calendar, July 21st. That's a week from Sunday, isn't it?
Right.
All right, it'll soon be here, so don't miss out. And make your plans to be with the fine folks at the Center First United Methodist Church. Billy Mack, thank you for coming in and being with us. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
We also want to let people know that Billy Mack serves on the water board for the city of Center. He's been quite active over the years, many boards and many boards at the church and things of that nature. He's been in position of leadership here in Cherokee County for many years. And Billy Mack come in to represent the church. One thing we hadn't told him is that you're the oldest member of the church.
That's right. Yep.
Billy Mack's been a member all of his life. He was christened into the church when he was an infant.
And
1938. And still active in the church and taught Sunday school there for many years. But Billy Mack, thank you for coming in and being with us and being a part of the Center First United Methodist Church celebration.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you asking me.
It's our pleasure to have you in. Mr. Billy Mack Garrett of the Center First United Methodist Church.